to Real World News.
Artisanal fisher folk in the struggle for food sovereignty. Interview to Gabino Acevedo. In the framework of the third special conference on food sovereignty, the sector of artisanal fisher folk has put on the table the defense of maritime territories against the advance of industrial fishing corporations in Latin America, the damaged fisher folk communities and marine biodiversity. At the third conference of the Social Movements for Food Sovereignty, which took place in Buenos Aires from March the 22nd to the 25th, representatives of fisher folk communities of the region made reference to the coincidence of the struggles of their sector with the struggles of peasants, environmentalists, and indigenous peoples. The final declaration of the event makes reference to the importance of fisheries in the building of food sovereignty in the continent and its influence for the fulfillment of the right to food. About this, Gabino Acevedo, representative of the National Fisheries Association of Panama, considered that mining projects, the expansion of monoculture plantations, the use of agrotoxics, hydroelectric projects, and the climate crisis are threats to their livelihood and food sovereignty. One of the proposals put forward in the activity in Buenos Aires by fisher folk representatives was the recognition of 8 maritime miles exclusively destined for artisanal fisheries. Acevedo believes the government supports the large transnational corporations of the sector and only control and limit fisher folk communities.
You are listening to Real World News.